This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
We're finding your voice, finding your business, the entrepreneurial power of public speaking. Now, in a world where attention is currency and communication can open doors, which qualifications alone cannot. Few people understand the power of finding your voice better than our guest today. Our guest is Alma Akob, an award-winning entrepreneur, international speaker, TEDx speaker, and founder and CEO of the Elevate Africa Academy, which is a pan-African organization dedicated to helping young people communicate with confidence, clarity, and purpose. Just to give you some background, her work has empowered hundreds of young Africans across multiple countries. And her impact has earned her recognition as one of the top 10 outstanding young persons in the world by Junior Chamber International, among many other prestigious awards. Now, today, what we're going to be doing is talking about what it really takes to build a business at a young age, how public speaking has become a thriving industry, and why finding your voice might be one of the most valuable investments you can make in your future. Of course, all our discussions today focused on Youth Day. Alma, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me. Happy Youth Day to yourself and the team as well.
Indeed, and likewise to you, Alma. Now, many people enjoy speaking, but very few build successful businesses around it. So what made you realize that communication wasn't just a skill, but a business opportunity? What became apparent to you there?
Yeah, so I'm a firm believer that every skill you've been blessed with is something you can monetize. So whether it is that you cook and people go, oh my gosh, no one makes a beef curry like you do, or whether it's that you know how to bake, or you know how to sing, or you know how to make clothes, every single gift or skill is something you can monetize. And so when I kept hearing the compliment of, you've got a great voice, I love listening to you, I love how you speak, I'm sure just like yourself on radio, I asked myself, okay, now how can I monetize?
Thank you.
How can I monetize the compliment that I continue to receive? And then I started off by becoming an MC and, you know, hosting events. But then I'm also a big believer in passing on gifts. And thus was Elevate Africa Academy born, to train and to pass on the gift of public speaking. Because like you said early on, it's an essential skill that really does open.
Hi, Alma, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry. You broke up there for a little while. Sorry about that. Okay, so let's look at Elevate Africa Academy itself. Now then, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced when you first launched it, particularly as a young entrepreneur trying to establish credibility?
So, I mean, one of the barriers to entrepreneurship that young people face is always access to finance. I think that's the first one, is that when we walk into banks and we say, I need X amount of money, we're often met with the stares of, are you serious? We're high risk.
Yeah.
So no one really wants to invest in high risk. But to get reward, you've got to take a risk. Then there's putting yourself in rooms where you are always the youngest. So I started my company when I was, I think, 21 years old, and I was trying to train executives. I was trying to train real estate agents. I was trying to train anyone, man, woman, and child, wanted to be a speaker. But the first thing they would see is this young girl walk in, and they would wonder, you know, when's my boss coming? And I thought, no, it's me. This is what you're getting.
Right.
There was that as a challenge as well. But I think with all of those, you've just got to really believe in your heart that this is something you were called to do, and to do it with all confidence and boldness.
What would you say are the biggest, the most notable communication mistakes that you've noted amongst young entrepreneurs making when pitching themselves, their ideas, or their businesses?
Sure. Where do I start?
Okay. Please do.
The first the confidence issue, right? So standing in front of an audience and telling them you've got this groundbreaking idea, but you don't even sound like you believe it's groundbreaking. Okay, so you're standing there and you look scared. And because of that, your audience believes that you don't believe in your idea. Then there's this thing that I've noticed with young people, which is over-apologizing. We'll walk on stage and we'll say, sorry, I'm not really good at speaking, or sorry, I'm not very articulate, or sorry, my question isn't This is going to be a silly question, I'm sorry, but I'd like to ask it. So immediately we've apologized just for existing. No one's judged you yet. No one said you're doing bad, but immediately you've gone in there and you've apologized. Okay?
Sure.
Thirdly, it's not believing that you are qualified to even take up space. So you've come up with this business idea, but you're waiting for to achieve some sort of award, or you're waiting for some sort of recognition before you can stand and speak with audacity. So you're waiting for someone to give you that nod of approval, or for someone to tell you that, yes, you are good enough. And so we walk into spaces constantly waiting for approval, waiting for someone to give us, you know, that positive reinforcement. But as a speaker, you've got your own biggest cheerleader, and that means stepping into rooms and saying, listen, I'm here and I'm the best at what I do, regardless of what anyone says. So those are a couple of them. It's the confidence issue, it's the over apologizing, okay. And it's waiting for permission to speak.
Okay, let's elaborate on that a bit more. For someone who is naturally shy or lacks the confidence, so where do they begin to develop the skills to speak in public?
So, I mean, it starts by speaking with friends. And that's the interesting thing with shy people is you'll often see them when they're speaking amongst friends, their guards are down. They're able to make jokes. They're outgoing and interactive. The moment them on a stage is a completely different environment because they are already thinking about all of these preconceived ideas they have of themselves. I might say the wrong thing. I might stutter. My voice is too soft. I'm not sure about these people. Everyone in this room looks like they know more than I do. And so before even opening our mouths, we've already sussed ourselves out. We've already said every single thing that could possibly go wrong. But you've got to take it as a normal fear. Right. Mm-hmm. The fear of skydiving. Let's take that as an example. How do you combat that fear? Ensuring that you're safe, making sure that, you know, you've gotten a breakdown of what to do when what happens. You've maybe got a trained professional with you. I don't know what people do when they skydive. But take public speaking in that same light. What are you scared of? You're scared of running out of or not saying the right thing. Okay, well then have key cards. What else are you scared of? You're scared of having too much of a soft voice. Well, request for a microphone. And if there isn't one, then practice projecting your voice in a certain space. Okay, what's another fear? I'm not going to sound intelligent. Well, then do some research before you speak, you know? Indeed. So all of these barriers that we have placed ourselves that are stopping us from speaking, if we're able to address those barriers, then we're left with, okay, so what am I really scared of? Nothing. Okay, so let me go speak.
All right. So let's now look at what one can accomplish from the advice you've just given. I'm going to ask you to impart a bit more on us a little later on, Alma. But for now, when people hear public speaking, they often imagine standing behind a podium, but today it's, a multi-billion rand industry. I can't believe we'd be talking B's these days and not M's. Mm-hmm. So then what opportunities actually exist within the public speaking and communication space?
100%. So I always say public speaking is honestly for every man, woman, and child. For the longest time, like you said, we've always envisioned public speaking as the host, the MC, the one who stands in front of the audience. But now we've got, again, like I said earlier on, there's the real estate, right? If you want to sell property, you're gonna need to know how to speak.
Sure.
All right. Even in the IT space, if you're trying to book clients, the reason why we go to certain companies to get our devices fixed is because of that client interaction. Every business is based or is built off of your ability to interact with the client. So no more are those days where you thought your entire business could be done behind the laptop. If you are selling to clients, whether you are a barista, whether you are a lawyer, whether you are a teacher, an accountant, whatever it is that you are doing that is client-facing requires you to speak to clients. And so, I mean, from a business perspective, it's a critical skill.
Indeed.
It's a critical skill that is required by anyone. But if you want to become like a full-time speaker, then there's a podcast host, all of these social media influencers, or if you want to become a creator, the reason why people watch your videos, the reason why people interact with your YouTube is because there's something about your ability to be a storyteller. There's something about your ability to keep people's attention. Because you can't keep attention if you're a monotone speaker, which means now you're thinking voice variation, and now you're recognizing, okay, this is public speaking. I myself have been able to speak on three different continents because of my ability to speak, because of this gift of public speaking used in many different ways.
Interesting question coming in from one of our listeners, Elmer. The listener wants to remain anonymous, but the question reads, or rather, hi, Elmer, has social media helped young people become better communicators, or has it made genuine face-to-face communication more difficult?
Such a good question. And I think that there is no perfect answer to this. It's a very black and white, it's a very gray area answer. Mm. But I'll do my best. I do believe that, unfortunately, screen time has taken away from natural conversations. I remember back then, I'm saying back then, it wasn't too long ago, to be quite honest, but you would go into a shopping center and you would have a conversation with the cashier, or you would even have a conversation with someone else and say, hey, I'm thinking of buying this microwave. What do you think about it? But right now, I can just go and read up the reviews. I don't need to have any human interaction. So that ability to practice communication has definitely been taken away. It's been replaced with face-to-face verbal communication is now typing. And so a lot of the times people will even opt out of having a conversation and say, I'll send you a text rather, because I feel like I can express myself a little bit better through text. So it's developed a different side of communication. What it's done, however, on the other side is it's exposed us to a much more global audience. If growing up, I was only exposed to communication within the confines of my house, within the confines of my mother, father, and siblings, that was all I knew in terms of communication. Social media has opened up completely.
Sure.
It's broken down the walls, and now I can have an interaction with someone in the U.S. and see that, hold on, their definition of this word shame, like when in SA we say, yo, shame, their definition of shame is completely different to what my definition of shame is. So in that, I'm able to build my communication competencies because I'm able to speak to a wider audience. So it's got its pros and it's got its cons as well.
Almost so much more we could expand on. We are running out of time. Not meaning to, I don't want to rush you at all, but I'd just like to fire a double broaded question at you. The first part of the question is, well, if every young person could develop one communication skill before entering the workplace, what should it be and why? And in conclusion, as someone who teaches communication, imagine a young entrepreneur with just 30 seconds to convince someone to invest in them. What's the one thing they absolutely must get right? Let's combine that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, was that long-winded? I'm just trying to get in as much as possible.
No, not a problem. Let me see how I can put these together. So the most important one is an introduction, and that works for both of the questions. So whether you've got 30 seconds or whether you're going into the job place, understand how to introduce yourself. You cannot stand in front of someone and say, hi, I just graduated. You know, I didn't really do too well, but I'm just trying to see what I can do. No, your introduction sets the tone. That's what you remember about someone. Mm. That's what makes them memorable. Secondly, is storytelling. How are you able to create a story around the product that you are selling or around the business venture that you are doing? If you can encapsulate that into a story, it's a lot more memorable than trying to sell a product. And Nando's does this really well. If they tell us a story, we remember the story enough to be forced to go and buy the product, rather than then telling us about a quarter chicken, they'll tell us about the story and we'll go in and we'll buy the chicken. So if you are able to learn introduction, storytelling, and doing all of this with confidence, you're done. You'll be able to do great.
You know, as we conclude, Elmer, your story, well, what you've just mentioned, it's a powerful reminder about how success isn't just about having great ideas, about having the courage and confidence to communicate them, and the creativity for that matter, whether you're pitching a business, applying for a job, leading a team, or simply sharing your vision with the world. Well, your voice can be one of your greatest assets. Elmer, it's been a pleasure having you on board the afternoon brief. And thank you so much for taking the time to join us on this Youth Day. Elmer Cobb, award-winning entrepreneur, international speaker, TEDx speaker, and also the founder and CEO of Elevate Africa Academy. And you can just type that in. You can access the website and find out more about this academy. And thank you for joining us for your incredible work. Until the next time, well, to all our listeners, remember, opportunities often begin with a conversation. The question is, are you ready to use your voice when that moment arrives?